said that God cannot forgive you and retain his own persona or justice. And it made everybody so mad. I don't know if any of you that were here remember that. But there were one or two in particular that were so mad that they were mad at me for like 3 months. Anybody remember that? Anybody remember being mad at me for 3 months? Anybody that's hiding behind Betty?
3 months was a short man.
His justice could not be maintained and forgive you. You understand that? Sin isn't what you do, it's what you are. He cannot forgive who you are because you're under the curse. Does this cause anybody to question anything? Don't you understand the reason that you're unable to forgive situations and the reason that you live in regret and ought to's and should's and wants is because you're tied with a cable to this forgiveness issue. Have you forgiven from your heart every person, every situation, everything that's ever happened to you? Anybody have any comments?
I was talking to somebody last night. He's from Maine. And something got in the way of his agenda, and he was just unloading on all these people. And I happened to point out the fact that he might possibly be guilty of judging somebody. And then I became one of those people. He was judging, and it reached heights of ridiculousness. But I was thinking about how anytime you're talking to somebody like that, it's because, at least partly because, it reflects something within yourself. And I was able to, it's like in the middle of that thing, it really makes you look around for something like you're describing. Is there anybody I've not forgiven? Any situation that I'm still regretting?
This is the biggest thing in your life right now. From a spiritual standpoint, nothing else matters. Because this is all part of the Lord's Prayer, by the way. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive our trespasses. Spiritually, the idea of having something or some person that you haven't forgiven is the unforgivable sin. You understand that? Because he can't forgive you if you haven't forgiven.
And that's not a statement of
I never said that before.
That's a statement of it's just what it is.
Now, bottom line is, if you cannot understand anything that I'm saying until you know the depth of your own evil. Once you know the depth of your own evil, then anybody else's is nothing. But if you're satisfied, if you remain and justify the depth of your own evil, if there's anything worse than the unforgivable sin, that's it. Somebody must have some thought process that's going on here, and you're having it so that it's shared. Glenn?
No, I mean, I agree. I agree.
But is there anything or anybody you haven't forgiven?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm really completely honest,
well, that's
you
like
know,
it.
I mean, I can say, yeah, I forgive, and, you know, kind of like, but no, I'm still struggling in that area.
I'm talking about forgiving from the heart. You can't struggle. You can't struggle in it.
Well,
what the hell does that mean? Time is going to end. You're struggling with it? Time could end with the next breath. You're struggling with it? The only reason you're struggling is because you don't know the depth of your own evil. Therefore, you don't know the fear of God. Therefore, you don't understand repentance.
I saw the feeling of my own evil last night while we were talking. For the first time, I understood why these little guys in the box would go out and put on sackcloth and sit in the dirt and throw dirt up over their heads. And I just, it was very profound to realize how not worthy of the dirt almost.
What took place?
I forget what the actual point was of the study, but I just never seen. I could actually understand why people sat back and put striking clothes on and tried to.
And we were reading about how you fast and you fast and fast yourself.
Oh, yeah. You do everything for yourself.
Everything for yourself.
Well, thank you, trying to serve God. Now you decide to be a holder of the spiritual principles that you're watching. There's no place in you that does not satisfy your own personal needs and need for gratification. I know that's what I was thinking. The prophet saw that, and the prophets especially, because God was revealing himself to them. And that is the response. You're so disgusted with yourself, and so so clearly you just want to go back to the earth. That's good. But that from that point then the heart is not forgiving anybody.
Or anything.
Pardon me?
Or any situation.
Or any situation, yeah.
Yeah, unforgiveness is saying there's somebody worse than me. If I don't forgive you, then I'm better than you. Therefore, you're worse than me. Therefore, I'm not the chief of sinners.
And why? How come we are? The scriptures are so prominent that we are forgiven by the blood of Christ. When we drink the cup, blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine. And he said, "This is my blood, which was shed for you." The forgiveness of sin. blood had to be shed so that there would be could be remission of sin. But the point of it now is by the revelation of his blood is the revelation of our death. And we are, what's that great scripture? I'm ranking scripture.
That's good only.
For when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. The forgiveness of sin is by his blood, but we are saved by his life. That's why we proceed from believing in Christ to living by the faith of Christ. To believe in Christ is one of the childish things. To think that Christ is walking with you down some path and he's helping you in the times of trouble and all that crap, that is, I'm not saying you're not saved, but I'm saying it's a childish thing. You've got to hear this. We are forgiven by his blood, but we are saved by his life. Therefore, there can't be two.
Our life and his life.
It can't be our life and his life. We are saved by his life. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is. We aren't. You got it? So the blood of Christ is the beginning of the process, but we are saved by his life. It's a big, big deal. That's why forgiveness can only be properly understood when you have accepted your death. Then I am dead. All my Steve is in the grave. All Steve's troubles and worries and angst and anxieties and concerns and self-image issues and all of that are dead. Now that happened for our benefit, that we might see that he is free. Now we can be free. Because we can see the mystery. Hallelujah. Your warfare is over. You don't have to play in the dirt anymore. You hear me? Every single time this evil one tries to be resurrected from the deadly head wound, this evil one who has been masquerading as you all these years, you just get thee behind me, Satan. You're not going to stop trying to improve anything. Stop trying to fix anything. He created you just as you are to be a container for him. You're no longer concerned with activity or identity. You're only concerned with receptivity and personality. But that personality it comes forth, and your office in the mystery of the body of Christ will become automatic. Your sense of destiny will be fulfilled. You know who you are. There's no more childish things. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child, I acted as a child. When I became a man or an adult, I put away, I divorced forever those childish things. Hallelujah. Now, we can, by declaration, an agreement. We can now declare, if you can say amen, that we put away the childish things as a body. can look and see, you don't. The adult. We can leave Kadesh Barnea.
Yeah, fully formed signs in place.
Right. Remember the adoption, the word adoption, huiothesios? That's a strange word because it means the placing of the son. So he is the fullness of the son has been placed in us. Now it's automatic. Everything is freely given. Consider the lilies of the field. Consider the birds flying. They don't toil or labor or worry or get concerned. They just are. Well, that's our destiny. That's our promise. That's our heritage. Anytime anything tries to point you back to yourself, which is really everything's trying to do that, just turn, Father, forgive me. Get thee behind me, Satan. No one can know this until they know they are the Antichrist. Because otherwise, they will constantly try to fix themselves, to get better, to change situations, to change relationships, to change, to move, to get away from Oli. That's one of the big ones around here. No, yeah, I know. It's amazing to me the depth, the number of people, and the depth of their hatred towards me. It blows me away. Some of you have been in that position. I can remember Gary's hatred was perfect hatred. He tried to move, but he wasn't able to.
We as a body, or as the church as a whole, could for one day see that this thing you're talking about, you know, it's like it's explosive.
But it doesn't mean the church as a whole. But stop. All we need to do is, don't you understand? What we do affects the entire body of Christ. What they did, what the rest of the body affects us. But we are called to this unique thing,
right.
And all it takes is for us to see this. Over there. Remember it says Noah destroyed the world by his obedience? Well, the body of Christ is going to destroy time and space by their obedience. Because we live in eternity. We are not dependent on time or any of the things in time for our sustenance. Now you are the children of God, and it doth not appear yet what you shall be. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. We know that when we see Him, everything, then we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Every man that has this hope in himself purifies himself automatically, even as he is pure. In other words, he does it. My only job is to present you perfect to the Father in Christ Jesus. None of this crap about, oh, you got to do this, and I got to change that, and I got to fix this, and I got to have this, and I got all this stuff to worry about, and I got all this money problems. All of it's gone in an instant.
That's
forever.
That's the wallowing in the mire.
Well, the Benny Hinns of the world, because they're giving hope without the cross. And it's pure evil. It isn't just a little bit evil, it's pure evil, because it's being done in the name of the Father. Something I said? You know, Jesus didn't forgive the Pharisees. He said, how can you escape the damnation of hell? God forgives on the basis of his justice. And his justice says that I am the chief of sinners, the only hope is my death, and therefore the only hope is his resurrection in me. But as long as I'm slightly concerned with myself, then I'm fallen from the strong city back to the kingdom of darkness. No matter how righteous that concern for self is, no matter how reasonable, no matter how prudent, Remember when Paul calls people carnal? Well, carnal means of the flesh. Therefore, I mean, it's not like that's carnal isn't like it's carnality is Babylon. And so, God is love and he forgives everybody. That's not true. Oh, but you want to hear that, right? God is holy love, perfect justice. And of course, he cannot forgive sin. That's why we must die. The fact is, we're already dead. This Antichrist has made us believe that we're alive. He's made us believe we have an identity separate from God. He's made us believe that we have problems that we have to fix. We have situations that require our attention. We only have love and obedience. Everything else is his business. By his life. We're forgiven by his blood, but we're saved by his life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. We're supposed to be broken vessels. Otherwise, that which the vessel contains cannot be seen. Anybody have any response? Everybody say amen? Amen.
The result of forgiveness is fellowship.
Yeah.
In other words, if I can forgive, there's no boundary to my fellowship. And to me, that's the test of have I forgiven. If I can look at someone and say, I'm in fellowship with this person.
Yeah. If you walk in the light, and the only way you can walk in the light is forgiveness. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, then have you fellowship one with another automatically. There's no And you know, all of us have experienced it. You know, some people, you meet them and they're here for 5 minutes and it's like you've known them your entire life, because you have, spiritually. Because you walk in the light, as he is in the light, then there's no time and there's perfect fellowship and there's no possibility of separation.
I was reading this morning three stories in the paper, and one of them was about this big executive in Atlanta for a world scene, but I forgot his name, but he had this clinical depression that he'd been hiding because he was afraid everybody would use it, you know, to get his, you know, his work way up the ladder, but finally he just, you know, didn't deal with it anymore. He had to go to the hospital, and it just broke open this whole thing amongst the business world there in Atlanta and other places, talking about things that, I was thinking in terms of being broken, and not actually, things aren't working right. You know, I mean, that's one of the things of being broken, is you're not functioning correctly. You're screwed up somehow. And, well, I saw that story in the paper, and I saw another story about some political activist in Tunisia, and he was talking and just mentioned, that he carried this pain because he'd been tortured, 5 years before in this, with these things. Just, and I was thinking of, and we go along and we've got, our agenda for whatever it is, personal thing we want to do or pleasure or something gets screwed up, and we, sell out or sacrifice somebody else. It's sort of all in the same line. What I was thinking last night, I guess it's what this whole fasting situation between the stripes of seeing where we do that.
The commands of God, coupled with repentance, are always enabling. If repentance is there, then his commands are automatic. I don't know if you can understand that. This a long time ago. These are notes from like 1975 when I'm reading. They're getting a little yellow.
And
I said, if you understand forgiveness, your yesterday has never been, and your tomorrow will never be. Anybody have any other response?
The only other thing I was thinking, you're not forgiven, but you can go back to being your nasty self and feel free to do it. You're no longer under condemnation. Forgiven, that you might enter into the new life. And all things
are there. Yeah, as Kevin said, the test of that, that's why there has to be community. The test of that is whether you're in fellowship. Child, I spake as a child, I thought as a child. When I became an adult, today I have put away those childish things. Any thoughts, Mary? Okay. What's the date today?
26.
26? How long? long are you guys going to be gone when you go?
Maybe the Wednesday, coming back Sunday.
Oh.
Okay.
Take a big guy.
What are you talking about?